In the Fale is a music show on ABC Radio Australia, hosted by me, Paola Tukefu. I'll be spinning my favorite tunes from dancehall to disco, calypso to country, reggae to roots, and hip-hop to house music, from across the eras to keep the kids and the aunties happy. If it has a pumping groove, I'll be bringing it to you to bump you into the weekend.
Search up In the Fale to listen online or find it in the ABC Listen app.
This is an ABC podcast.
This is Neesh and Footy with Sam Wykes and Chinidar Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Ta'alofa lava to our Samoan audience and welcome everyone to Neesh and Footy, the best place for Pacifica footy news and stories in the rugby league and rugby union world. My name is Tinirau Aruna and my kaui alongside me each week, Sammy Wykes. Welcome, happy Monday. How good is it to be back?
Here we go. Yes, it's good to be back on Monday. I've pinged my hammy though, T. Got a little hammy strain from trying to keep up with the young ones at a training session over the weekend.
Before you stopped playing. You're retired, mate.
Yeah, I should have stayed retired, but hammy's not great, but we're flying in today's in today's episode. Big show planned. Big news in rugby union. Man, it's great to see the All Blacks. The wheels are falling off a little bit.
Yeah, I am seeing
as a Wallaby fan.
News.
As a Wallaby fan, but it is huge news with the All Blacks parting ways with head coach Scott Razor Robertson. So we'll have some news around that. We'll also go over to Fiji and discuss the Coral Coast Sevens. Man, another fantastic tournament. Also, there was some Sevens tournaments in Dubai as well that we'll get through. But for Rugby League, what do you have for us?
Well, first of all, I think it's great to see that we've got a lot of rugby union news because it seems to filter throughout the year.
Well, I always get in early and then it filters out pretty much come March time.
But no, there's always plenty going on in rugby league. But the big one, this weekend, we have the 9PL tournament, where I'll be coaching my FTA team.
Didn't you say you were going to be retired?
Yeah, coaching.
Oh, coaching.
But this will be held in Gold Coast in Queensland. But we've also got a few different things to update everyone on, including Nelson Asofa-Solomona had his first boxing fight. So stay tuned and hear how that went as well.
T, I noticed you said Talofa at the start of the show for our Samoan listeners, and this is a big one for them. With Moana Pacifica having a new leader, someone stepping into the big shoes of Ari Savea, we have the man from Vailele Village, Miracle Failangi, on to talk us through and how he feels about his recent appointment of being captain.
You set this one up.
Did I?
Yes.
Did I set it up?
This time last week.
How?
You mentioned
that
I reckon Miracle would be the perfect leader to step in for Ari Savea. And then I'm pretty sure it was a few hours later, it was announced that Miracle Failangi had been announced the new captain of Moana Pacifica.
And then a week later, he's on our show. Go figure.
Moment of the week.
Yes, our moment of the week, before we get to, Samoa and all the beautiful things that are going to be coming out of there with Miracle, we'll go to Fiji, and the Coral Coast Sevens was on over the weekend. It's always an amazing weekend, and what I love seeing is all the stuff that happens off the field. We had Martha Mateele on last year. She's Tongan. Yeah, she's married to Manase Mateele, who's playing for the Drua. And Martha plays for who again?
The Parramatta Eels in the NRLW. Absolutely killed it last year.
Gun, and she's played for Tonga as well in the international stage in league. And she's actually a former New Zealand Black Ferns rugby player as well. So her, Portia Woodman Wycliffe, one of the best players in the world I've ever seen, as well as Ruby Tui Samoan, they went to Naiawa Village in Fiji to give out all the footies, chocolates, rugby kit from their time to that village and all the kids. You know what it's like, T. Those kids, it's Christmas, just seeing their faces light up and the enjoyment that they get from having gifts like that. So I thought it was cool to see them go there. But what we also saw was two cultures coming together where Ruby Tui taught the kids the milli clap. What's the milli clap again? Like, how does it, do you know how it goes? Milli, 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 milli. Batsy.
Batsya. There you go.
There we
go. Batsy. My good friend Jesse Sinner-Lafol, we call him Mr. Millie because before he speaks, he does a bit of public speaking. He always starts with the Millie. But he says, you know, it's a way of, one, introducing their culture, but also bringing them into being synced and being tuned. It's also a sign of respect for their culture. So, yeah, it was good to see that Ruby Tui.
Yeah, she taught the kids. Taught the kids. And then the kids sung them a song. So I thought it was heartwarming to see. And again, that's what footy's all about. Let's have a listen.
Oh, here you go, darling. That's my... So, mealy, mealy, mealy. Rub, rub, rub. Mealy, 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 mealy. Patia. Patia. Lua pati. Lua pati. Toto fa. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, seki, seki.
Yeah, always love seeing that, AT.
Yeah, I love seeing when players... when they get these opportunities to be able to give back to the community, you know, I know it brings a lot of meaning to them, you know, with their status. And we've seen Payne Huss also do the same thing during his holidays in Fiji, where we mentioned that on our show at the end of last year. So great work to, you know, those girls playing their role over there.
Tune in to Pacific Beat for all the latest news from around the Pacific region. Pacific Beat features interviews with leaders, newsmakers, and the people who make the Pacific beat.
It will come as no surprise that if the national government does not commit to an agreed process, it leaves us with no options but those other options to gain independence. And let me make it absolutely clear that these options are also legal.
Pacific Beat, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
Hi, my name is Martha Matele, and you're listening to Nesian Footy.
Speaking of Martha Matele, there she is. But let's start with Rugby League. T, what have you got for us?
Yes, we've got a bit of news to get through, but we'll start with the Papua New Guinea Chiefs appoint their CEO, Lorna McPherson. Now, Lorna has been based in PNG for 16 years. She works in sports leadership. She has been a director of the PNG, RFL and others. So I think, you know, with her responsibility in the new club, but also having the club first ever club in PNG, you know, comes with a lot of weight. But yeah, she seems like the right person to take control of that.
2028 is it when they come in?
2028,
not far away, far away at all.
Yeah, I know there's a bit of work to do, but when you look at the Perth Bears, now they're going to be introduced next year,
next year,
2027.
Yeah, okay.
And they've only just started signing, you know, their players. So this leads me into my next part in the Bears' new signings. They've got Samoan Luke Laulili'i. He's 19 years old. He also currently plays for the West Tigers. He played in the New South Wales State of Origin teams in the under-16s and under-18s. So a great get there. They also signed Tongan Chris Viaila from the Cronulla Sharks. Chris also grew up in Auckland. He's 22 years old. That makes three Pacifica players at the moment that signed with the Bears, including Isaac Fa'asomaliawi. So,
any relations there?
Isaac and Tino?
Yeah.
They are brothers.
Brothers, there you go. How good.
Did you not know that?
Oh, I thought I'd throw the question out just in case it was a cousin or anything like that. But some good news there. How do you think they're going to go 12 months out? How many more signings do they need?
Oh, I think they'll need a couple more.
Just a couple? You know,
a few more, but I think they'd be chasing a couple marquee players or some, you know, I think some leadership roles there to help some of these younger players come through and also just handle that pressure or expectation of having a new club introduced to the NRL, you know, just some leaders there to be able to manage some of those younger players throughout that first journey.
And their logo? What do you think of the logo?
The Bears logo.
The Bears logo. The Grizzly.
Well, there's an interesting fact about the Bears logo.
Really?
So just on the right cheek there.
Is there? No, talk to us.
No.
What's that interesting fact?
So I was just trying to think, you know, what kind of bear is it? Is it a grizzly bear, a polar bear?
A teddy bear?
I think it's a grizzly bear. But you got to, you know, you living over there in Perth, WA in Australia. Yeah, you gave a fun fact about a little pattern on the right cheek of the bear, Sammy.
Yeah, it's the outline of the map for the West Coast. I thought that was very well done by the people that designed the logo because I feel like in some of the other, the unveilings of some logos in the NRL, there's always been a bit of controversy and a bit of, you know, is this any good? Surely who came up with this? Is this an AI-generated one? But I thought Perth, yeah, well done. There's a bit of thought went into that logo.
Do you think with the head, it looks similar to the Panthers logo?
Oh, I can see where you're going with it, but no. I think it's definitely a grizzly bear, and it's honouring the old North Sydney Bear logo as well.
Yes, to understand where you want to go, you have to understand where you've come from.
Stop it.
There it is.
That's the end of the show. We're done. We're going to finish on that.
No, we've got some other news. Nelson Asofa-Solomona, he had his first professional boxing fight last week. He did fight a ex-NRL player in Jerry Lattimore. Did you manage to watch this fight, Sammy?
I saw that uppercut. He looks sharp.
He looked very sharp.
It only lasted 45 seconds.
No, but it's not like he was. One thing I have a feeling.
He looked like a boxer in my mind when I watched that, the way he shaped up.
He didn't go out and try and brawl or just gas, you know, take all the gas out of his engine.
Yeah.
He waited for the right moment and he got a nice, beautiful right uppercut that just caught Jerry Lattimore in the chin and, yeah, put him down. And he won his first fight by a knockout. So congratulations to Nelson. Keen to see who he'll fight next. He did give a call out to all NRL players or the NRL
who wants this smoke.
NRL players after the fight. He said they can all have this smoke. So
him and Jared Hargraves.
Jared Hargraves?
Yeah.
I've heard Junior Polo. He can throw him too.
Throw some hands.
I know Paul Gallen's probably a bit past his time, but yeah, I think Junior would be a good matchup. And
it'd be a great matchup.
Yeah, him, two Samoans going at it. Yeah, that would be fireworks. But finally, we have Port Moresby Vipers. They will be playing in the 9PL tournament held in Gold Coast this weekend. I mentioned that I'll be coaching the FTA team. It's funny because I know we're talking about
Port Moresby Vipers. You've packed your boots just in case, haven't you? You're not just going to coach.
So I've played in the last two
with
the ROPA team, the Rugby League Players Association.
Oh, so it was in your contract, you're not allowed to play?
No,
because you've switched teams, is that right?
So when they asked me, I said, look, we have our team from FTA, from the area, we're from Western Sydney. And I explained to them, like, look, the ROPA, I love my job, I love my role, that's what I do. But my community, that's who I am.
That's who I am.
And I can't turn my back on them.
You're full of...
I'm on today.
Really good quotes and full of something else as well, but I'm loving it.
We're in the same. We are in the same pool, but Port Moresby Vipers, they are also in the tournament. They also won the Kokomo Nines that was played in September in PNG.
Mate, how good RLPA. It's over 2,000 NRL games at 16 NRL clubs, over 800 Super League games, 11 internationals, 4 State of Origin players, 3 NRL premiership winners, and a Daily M medal winner. Are they all in the RLPA team?
That's all in the RLPA
team. No wonder why they didn't want you back.
So they got Ricky Latelli, you know, premiership winner for the Sharks. They also have Martin Tapau. They've got Cook Islander Jordan Rapana, Anthony Gulling, and a PNG legend, James Seguiaro.
Stop it.
Michael Cheekham's there as well. But
who does FTA have?
We have players like George Jennings, Christian Crichton, the brother of Stephen Crichton, Tony Sartini, also played at Manly.
No offense to Christian, he's a good player, but any chance of Stephen?
The thing is that all our players, they're still playing. All the RLPA players, they're all retired. Yeah. And our players are currently going, or they're on the back end of their preseason. So they come from like Sydney Shield, Ron Massey, New South Wales Cup. So
now it'd be a good one. I like it, David and Goliath. But
we've also got, I want to quickly mention AJ Yosefa, the brother of
Masada.
Yosefa, younger brother of Masada.
His anniversary is coming up on Australia Day. We're looking forward to that one, Running the Hills. But I know Bam Bam, two of us, before we move on, I know Bam Bam, two of us.
He played in the lead-up games.
Yep. I know he's got a fight on. Can he sneak a game in before his fight?
Nah, I think he's currently in Dubai preparing for his fight. I believe it's in Sydney next weekend, not this weekend, the next.
Yeah, well, good luck to Big Bam Bam.
And just quickly shout out to the Port Moresby Vipers Nines coach, Wellington Albert. He's also played in Super League and a Papua New Guinea Kumu representative.
Join Natasha Metin for Sisters Let's Talk, a program that explores issues that are in the hearts and minds of Pacific women.
I cried because, you know, sharing about the challenges that I face on a day-to-day basis. As a 15-year-old, took a really big toll on me. Mm-hmm. It took me out of my comfort zone.
Sisters Let's Talk, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. PNG time on ABC Radio Australia or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Dudley Dotoy here from the Townsville Blackhawks, and you're listening to Nijin Footy.
Yes, my name is Tinidal Aruna, and I'm alongside me is Sammy Wikes. You're listening to Nijin Footy. We've just covered rugby league news, and now we'll shift over to rugby union. What do you got for us, Sammy?
Rugby union. We'll start with the Coral Coast Sevens, which was another wet weekend over in Fiji. There's been plenty of Coral Coast Sevens where it's been absolutely bucketing down with rain, but of course, the rain never dampens the mood of the Fijian crowds and obviously the style of football that gets played over there. And we're going to start with the champs. The Yarral Chiefs made a dream debut by winning the Coral Coast Sevens men's title, defeating the Ravuka Sharks 28 points to 12 in the final at Luanga Park. The village-based side went undefeated throughout the tournament, and it was a history-making milestone for the village to be on that stage, winning that. It's probably one of the biggest invitational club sevens tournaments in the world, because like you have national teams usually come to this one. The Australian sevens was there, the USA sevens was there, so it's a massive one. And to have like your village teams carving up and taking it out, like it's pretty impressive. And so a big shout out to the Yarral Chiefs.
Did you say that the Yarral Chiefs is their first time entering the competition?
First time debut,
and they win.
Yep, they win. And there was a standout player for their captain. If you go to their socials, the Coral Coast Sevens social page, just have a look at their captain, Wame Ratuva. I don't know if he's signed anywhere. I'm not sure. But tall, rangy, just in the mud there, because it was like a mud track, his footwork and just holding the ball like a tennis ball. Impressive. So,
do you reckon McBurn was there watching?
100% he was there. All of them there. Well, you know, the Drua were there. They had a team in there. They had their first game against the British Army. So there's a lot of...
There's invitational teams that come from overseas.
China was in there as well for the women's. But
and one of the villages, the
Yarra
Chiefs,
happens a lot. Yeah,
won the whole competition.
Won the whole comp.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so the Drua had a team in there. They won the Shield. So when you lose a couple or whatever, like
when you don't make the top eight, you're in the bottom eight competition. Yeah. Yep.
But they had a draw against the British Army. So there's a lot of Fijians over in England. And you would have seen that.
Yeah, we always see a few Fijians over there.
But they had a draw, 10-all draw. I couldn't believe that they were just, you know, not full-timers. Where the Drua, they're full-timers. Nemani Kurundrani was the coach. They had a 10-all draw. So it was good to see that they were getting their preparations done for Super Rugby. But that was impressive. And in the women's competition, Fijiana Sevens successfully defended their title with a dominant 22 points to 5 win over China One. And in the youth, Brisk Birdland Brothers from Kandavu, they defeated Village Boys 19 points to 12 in the final. So a big weekend there with the Coral Coast and the Sevens tournament over there. Another great year. So well done to all involved. Yeah, again, with the Coral Coast Sevens, well done to another fantastic tournament. Yeah, I just love that there's so many teams from around the globe get amongst this competition. You know, teams from America, Australia, India, Solomon Islands, Great Britain, Japan, Canada, China, and yes, of course, all the Fijian teams won all three events. So big shout out to all the Fijians playing sevens. And then we've also got the Dubai Sevens tournament, which happened over the weekend to see who's promoted from their third tier to the second tier for a three-round competition in February and March. Eight men's and eight women's teams. Disappointment all around, really, for our Pacifica teams. Samoa, they went undefeated in their pool stages, beating Colombia, Hong Kong, and Tonga, but lost to Belgium in the semis. And then they beat Hong Kong, China in third place for a playoff. So they actually miss out on playing in the next tournament by one spot. Tonga, this one breaks my heart, T. This one really breaks my heart. They lost to Tonga. I mean, they lost to Hong Kong. they beat themselves up, I think.
Tonga lost to Tonga.
Lost to Hong Kong. They beat Colombia. and lost to Samoa 34 points to 12. Then they lost to Italy 28 points to 26 in the fifth place semi. So they end up finishing sixth. And then in the women's, Samoa lost to Argentina, Colombia, Poland in the pool stages, and then lost to Thailand. I didn't even know Thailand had a rugby team, but they lost to Thailand in the fifth place semi. They finally won a game beating Mexico. Again, I didn't even know Mexico played rugby, but they ended up finishing seventh team. So a bit of disappointment there in the international stage for our sevens teams in the Pacific, but hey, they'll get better from it. And then the next one, Singapore sevens are the next stop for the Fiji sevens men's team, who sit equal first on the ladder, and the women, who are sixth. And that will be on the weekend of the 31st to the 1st of February. So that's the sevens wrapped up. And now let's get to the big news, the big one, the All Blacks parting ways with their head coach, Scott Robertson.
Wipe that smile off your face, mate.
From ear to ear.
We're not talking about the coach. You know, I know you're not smiling about the coach.
No, he's a good man, Razor.
Yeah, with all the negative news that happens with the Wallabies, now there's some negative news about the All Blacks on the other side of the ocean. But yeah, keep us, you know, what is the updated news?
This is huge news because the All Blacks and their aura in rugby union is huge. So whoever takes on that job has a massive responsibility to be able to win, and win consistently. And when you think about that, they've done that so many times. And the other coaches that they've had, you know, Steve Hansen, 87% win rate, Graham Henry, 84%, John Mitchell, 83%, and Razor Robinson, 74% win record. So he's got 74%, he's 27 test matches, won 20 of them, and it wasn't good enough for, you know, for them when they did their review last week, when they had their review, to say that you're not going to be the man taking them any further. And you think about it,
was he sacked or did he
mutual
stand
agreement
down?
They're saying mutual agreement where okay. where they came to it. So there was the hardest thing I try and find to wrap my head around is around the All Blacks pride themselves in getting their World Cup cycles right. And so even under Ian Foster, when he probably had that that turbulent sort of time with the All Blacks, they put all these people around him to make sure that he got to the World Cup. And they weren't going to sack him. So we're talking about 2 years out, and they always say, no, they'll back this man all the way through to the World Cup. That's how they choose their coaches. They're 2 years out, and they've got rid of him. So that's a huge one. And I saw Sonny Bill come out and said that they need more connection. You need to connect before you can correct. And he reckons they need more diversity at board level and at the coaching level. And if you read into some of the rumors, the guys like Adi Salvea wasn't happy with the All Blacks environment. Rico Ioane was another one. So to me, that's pretty strange, because Scott Razor Robinson, he prides himself in connection. That you don't get seven Super Rugby titles if you don't have connection with your team.
Do you think that this could be a part of this, the coach being fed up and maybe, okay, things aren't going the way that I expected, I'm wanting to connect, but maybe there's been some restrictions and he's, you know, pulled himself away because it doesn't suit. Maybe we're looking too deep into
but
it.
I think there's got to be, all angles need to be looked at. I'd love to be a fly on the wall to see how that conversation went down. And from what I heard from some people that I know close to those circles.
You called Miracle Failangi 3 hours before he was announced.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just know rugby.
There is words that floats
but
around.
This is what I was sort of hearing is the fact that,
and you are the fly on the wall.
It's the fly on the wall. But what, you know, when they were saying he coached at the Crusaders, he could build a theme and a story and connection from the town into pre-season, into the season.
Similar to how the Panthers do it when they won their four in a row. Yep, they always had a theme and a story. Yep.
You got time in the saddle with your players and you've got full control on how that looks. And then you can go through it. Was with the All Blacks and in Test footy, you've got them together for 3 weeks. You play out of New Zealand, you play out of Wellington, you play overseas.
Yeah, international coaches, just different ball game.
Different ball game. And that's a really big, I think, a really big lesson into coaches, like understanding just because you've carved up at Super Rugby level, does that automatically mean you're going to carve up at test level? Because it's such a different environment. So
now I know over the last couple of weeks, you know, you've loved, I feel like this is a new version of you because you are now...
New me, is that what you're
coach,
trying to say?
You are the coach of the Sydney Uni Rugby Union team. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring for, name in the hat, the ring? For the All Blacks job?
Oh, please. Please, mate.
Who's, okay, what names are there?
Okay, Jamie Joseph, my best mate. His name has been thrown in the mix-up.
What was this, your favourite quote from Jamie Joseph?
You're no good to me. Sam Wykes, you're no good to me. You're out. What, out of the game? He goes, nah, mate, you're out. Out of this environment. My favourite coach. If he gets it, he needs Tony Brown, who's currently the coach of the attacking coach of South Africa.
They both won the Super Rugby with Highlanders.
With the Highlanders, yep. And they had success with Japan at the 2019 World Cup, beating Ireland and Scotland. This is my opinion. Without Tony Brown, you don't go Jamie Joe. Because okay. They're the yin and yang. You need the yin and yang.
Other names?
I heard Richie McCaw.
Richie.
Richie's in the mixer around the coaching environment, unless he's the one going to do the interview. Is he come on as an advisor? But I think back to those...
Tana,
potentially. He's still got another year with Minor Pacifica. But I think when you look back at the best All Black teams, they had some sensational leaders. Dan Carter, Richie McCaw, Liam Messam would be a good one. Mm. Mils Muliaina, Kieran Reid, Kevin Mialamu. Those type of guys, they have to be in there at some point. So getting those leaders in around that coaching group to sort of back up what Sonny Bill said around diversity, I think there's the key there. And, yeah, we'll watch this space and see what happens.
Great work on rugby, Sammy. We're going to stick to rugby and we're going to get to our massive guest who you've been able to predict, the captain of Moana Pacifica.
Predict.
Miracle Failangi. Jeez, I'm looking forward to this one.
Hi, my name is Sitaleki Timani, and you're listening to Nation Footy.
Join Jacob McQuire and Michael Chow for Nisha Daily every weekday morning on ABC Radio Australia.
A new segment delving deep into hair, Michael Chow.
Yeah, and you named this, and I'm very proud of you, my man. You called it Know Your Roots.
Ooh.
As in the roots of your hair, but also the roots of your culture.
Always, I do what I can.
Nisha Daily, weekday mornings from 7 o'clock PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
Nisian Footy with Sam and T.
Moana Pacifica have announced their new captain to lead them into Super Rugby for this season, with Artie Savia now playing in Japan. Man, this guy made history in 2022, becoming the first ever player to sign a Super Rugby contract straight from club rugby in Samoa. He made his debut against the Chiefs in 2023. Please welcome the new Moana Pacifica captain, Miracle Failangi. Talofa, bro, and congratulations.
Cheers, brother. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Nah, it is awesome to have you on, and we are going to go deep into you leading Moana Pacifica. But before that, I want you to take us back to your villages in Samoa. Whereabouts are you from in Samoa?
Yeah, so I'm from Mailele. I grew up there, moved out in 2007, played most of my rugby for Mailele. And when they have no team, my club, I go play for Lowly Lions. But yeah, humble beginnings, but it's good. Good to start, yeah.
What was your earliest and best memories of, you know, growing up in Samoa?
Well, mostly building connection with the boys in the village. I was just a kid growing up and meeting some of my friends at school in the same village, and they advised me to just come for a run on the field. And because I live like 20 minutes away, you're just thinking back, just those moments of building connections, like after club footy, and then have a connection after the game. Yeah, so good memories.
Well, I was fortunate enough to visit your village in Vailele a couple of years ago with that Pacific Sports Show, and they were talking about the They said, come meet us at the rugby field in the village. And we're, okay, sweet. So we're driving through the village on this bitumen road like it's hard as a rock. And then we go, hey, where's the rugby field in the village? And they go, you're on it. And I was like, no, we're not. Can you explain to everyone out there what your field looks like and how did you play a contact sport on that field?
Well, our field is like, there's a road and a cricket field in the middle of it. There's like a round of houses and just like a small bit of grass and just mostly just rocks. And I was new there. I got some big ass scars from it. And the boys say, they have a saying that like, if you don't get scars, then you don't want to play rugby. You didn't know how to play rugby, so yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, is that how you got the name Miracle? Like, it's a miracle that anyone can survive playing on that field, but like, how did you get the name Miracle?
Long story short, it was just mom was in labor. The same day my dad was having surgery, so it was kind of a miracle in my family. Mom gave birth to me, and then dad's surgery was successful, so it was like kind of a miracle in our family. They both lived.
That's special. With with rugby being involved in your upbringing, how important do you think it was? How big did rugby play a role in your life as a kid in Samoa?
I think thinking back, I was just a kid from the islands that just trying to make most of the opportunities when I get it. And started playing in school, at club level, went into the academy and on my way to Samoan teams. But it's all about just giving your all, bring your best every day. It's you versus you every day. And it's massive for me. Special. And some of my friends came along and they support as well. So it's pretty massive and special.
When you look back in those early days, would you ever think that this would lead you to becoming a captain of a Super Rugby team and a special one in the Moana Pacifica?
Just for me, it's more like it's all God's plan. I'll say, every appointment is just a appointment from God, as I said before. And all I do is just like take it step by step, day by day, and just make sure being present in the moment, and the opportunities will come, and just have to take it when that time comes.
When I think about village football, I think about how hard the grounds are, but also think about how tough the footy is coming against some of the old men that you come across. Like, how old were you when you started playing against some of the village men?
I started pretty early, like during college.
So was that just 16 or 17, was it?
Yeah. I started because it's like crazy, but just thinking back, just starting early those years. Yeah, it was just jungle footage, just everyone just punches, throwing everyone in the rocks. You just have to be careful sometimes.
So again, what was the best lesson you learnt from, the jungle footy, as you explained it then, that has helped you now transition into Super Rugby?
Yeah, I think it's just confidence. I've played in Wailele for a couple of years. It was one of the best teams, but versing the better teams, the best teams in Samoa, which was the challenge for me. Those guys came up to me, oh, just come and play for our club. You're just wasting your time there. But I see it as a challenge, just trying to be my best as well. Just want to prove myself that, to them that I can do it.
I want to take you to the combine in 2022 in Suva, where you got scouted to represent the Moana Pacifica. What are your memories from that time? That life changing moment.
I'll say connections as well. Just stepping into that environment with heaps of help from the coaches, massive group of not only coaches, physios that helps you, nutritionists, and also other players from other countries. Yeah, there was a good memory. It's just a short week, just 1 week of getting together to train and get the most of it. Learn from the coaches that we had, especially the Moana coaches as well. So just for me, during that time, it's just like make the most of opportunity to learn from them and to grow.
Two spots were up for grabs, you know, in the combine. Obviously, your talents, you know, would have shone through. But why else do you think that guys like Tana chose you to have one of those spots? You know, what else did they see in you that said that, man, this guy's going to go far?
Starting from the combine, it was more mostly just having confidence to express yourself and, yeah, just to let them feel and let them see that you're trying to learn. You know, always feedback, go up to them and ask for feedback, things to get better at. Yeah, just also lead from my actions. I just have to be the best player as I can be first on the field. Just lead by actions.
Speaking of Tana Umanga, we've got the audio of your announcement as captaincy. We just want to play the audio and then we'll ask some questions on the back of that.
Yeah.
So if I think about it, quite simply, was raised right, lived our values, brought up with our values, has been through what a lot of people have been through and come from it through probably a harder course than most. But he's made every post the winner. He's learned from it. And he's got the utmost respect from everyone, I'm sure. And so the 2026 captain for Moana Pacifica is Miracle Faila.
And you can hear all the boys going crazy in the background.
Goosebumps, man. Goosebumps.
When you heard your name and then you heard the team's reaction, you know, what was that moment like for you?
Man, it was special for me. T talk about it, Tana talk about it. That was the most cheerful that he have heard in the boys, in the captain announcement. And yeah, just for me, it's just quite special. I never expected the cheer from the boys, but, you know, that's how I know that I had their support. And yeah, I just had to be a good leader for them going forward.
Did you have a conversation with Tana before the announcement with the team?
So, yeah, we had a conversation after last season about it. But I didn't think of it too much as Tana just mentioned the captaincy role. So in my mind, I was like, oh, there's some older boys coming in. I'm surely they'll give it to them. And they are just, but I just told Tana that stepping into that leadership group role, you know, just to grow myself in that area. But yeah, so I was just trying to go away with NPC, with the Magpies, and also the Manu as well in the qualifier. Just trying to, you know, observe, yeah, and learn from the captains and the leaders as well. So yeah, we had a conversation and then we came back the first 3 weeks of preseason. And then Tana mentioned it again and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty serious about it. But yeah, no one's ready for it, but you know, you just have to be ready. And just give it your all, as I said before.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, like you said before, man, it's God's plan and God's calling and you know, it's your time. So yeah, we're proud of you and man, we're wishing you all the best and always in your corner. But you've been surrounded by some great leaders recently with two of the best in Tana and Ardy. And got to observe different styles of leadership. You know, what would you be able to share maybe, you know, what style of leader you'll be for the Moana Pacifica?
Yeah. A leader has his own way of leading the team. And big thing for me, as I said, it's just to be the best player on the pitch, first and foremost, and to lead with my actions. Just keep the main thing, and that's rugby, and just do my job first, and then the boys will come along, and other stuff will come last, and just helping them out. Just grow together as a team. I may be the captain, but yeah, I'm still learning as well. Yeah.
Mate, you obviously learned from your leaders like Tana, and Artie as well. But I reckon one of the biggest leaders would have to be your mum, where you would have got a lot of your traits from. You know, how was she when you told her the news that you were going to lead Minor Pacifica?
Well, mum's not big on emotions, but yeah, I told her a couple of weeks ago, and she was really happy, speechless, yeah, crying. Yeah, I can just tell her she's proud, and yeah, I just need to do my work and make her even prouder.
I love that point when you you said keep the main thing the main thing. Simplifies it, yeah, clarity.
Exactly. Yep.
But that's cool. I think you're in safe hands, and you know, your mum's very, very proud of you. So looking, I know you mentioned you played for the, also represented the Manu Samoa in the qualifiers. You know, what did that mean to you to pull on the blue jersey and represent, you know, your bloodline, your family, your people?
It was another God's plan. I've seen the brothers struggling and with qualifying for the World Cup. And yeah, I was thinking about it, praying to God, answers. And yeah, I had a feeling that I have to, you know, plans for to play for the World Cup. So we have to put our hand up. And yeah, it's quite special going back to camp with the brothers that's been there, been trying out for this team, injured boys coming in. And yeah, we're just glad that we got the spot. And yeah, so we just keep working from there and getting better.
I know you've put on the blue jersey and you've played at Appiah Park a few times now. It must have been pretty special. But I'll take you to that that Super Rugby game. And you're playing there. You're from the village and you get to play for Moana Pacifica at Appiah Park. And you not only just play, you absolutely dominate that game and you score a try.
Breaking up another attack by the Reds. Tuala frees it up now. Yes, that big crowd acknowledging as Failangi makes a run. He's got support from McClutchie. Is going to score. The hometown hero, Miracle Failangi, scores the try, and the crowd were like,
oh, they're absolutely going ballistic here in Appiah Park, because Failangi, the hometown local, the hero, the youngster, he picks up the first try for Moana Pacifica.
And I believe all the people from Vailele were on the hill cheering and your family cheering. But what was that experience like, you know, to be able to represent your family again on the motherland with the Moana Pacifica?
Yeah, I just remember that day. It's quite special. And, yeah, seeing my village and my church youth as well. And also first time playing in front of mom in Super Rugby. And so, yeah, it's quite special. And also that marks the passing of my old man. Yeah, that made it so special that day.
And you just mentioned the passing of your old man. Like, how do you think he's feeling right now, seeing that his son has just gone on to achieve some unbelievable things and still more to come? But yeah, what do you think? How do you think he's feeling right now?
Well, it's what he's been wanting for me to be a better person. First and foremost, off the field, just keep working harder. I think that's the main thing that he wanted. And just looking back, it was his dream as well. Not for him, but for me and my brother as well, just to be better people first before being the best player on the field. But yeah, I hope he's proud, smiling down. But yeah.
No, he'll be very proud, brother. I sit here and listen to you and I like just get glimpses of, you know, hearing Artie as well and similarities and things like, you know, you put God first, you know, you're there as you're a leader, but you're also there. The main thing is to serve. I believe you did have a chat with Artie, you know, before the when you did get the responsibility. You know, what were some ways or some things that he spoke to you to help guide you in this leadership role?
Well, that was the main thing that he told me. Yeah, I had a chat with Artie, good man, good leader, just telling me to be myself and just, you know, God has chosen me to lead this team, so I just need to do the hard work and just to be the better leader, the best leader for the boys and go into the season and, yeah, just being myself, mostly.
Round one, Super Rugby, it's going to be against the Fijian Drua, Clash of the Pacific, the Carver Bowl, as they say. Over there, it's not just a round one match just for Super Rugby, but it is a Clash of the Pacific on Fijian soil, and two teams with a lot of proud history and culture between them. Have you thought too much about what that looks like in preparation, what you might say, or how you're going to lead into that round one game?
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be tough, you know. We want to build on what we did last year. We know it's going to be tough in the condition, but that's going to be an excuse. We just need to do our work. And, the boys have been put a good work these past few weeks and just building confidence and connection just going into that week. But, yeah, we're just focusing on ourselves first and foremost, and just doing the hard work right now as we prepare for that. It's going to be a big occasion, not only for us, but for Fiji as well. As we know, their crowd is crazy and how they support their team.
Oh, man, it's setting up to be an exciting season for, you know, you and also the Moana Pacifica, and I'm looking forward to seeing your journey as a leader. You know, I am very honoured to be able to share this space with you, but I thought for my last question, end on a bit of a lighter question, it's what's your favourite post-match feed?
Yeah. Oh, look at the face. Oh, this is a tough one.
Well, it depends, because it's going to be a massive cover after.
Yeah.
So maybe a bit of Macca's.
What's your order?
Ooh, it's a little Big Mac.
That's fine.
And double quarter pounder.
Yeah, I was like, where's the end? And the end. Yeah, yeah. Double quarter pounder and 10 pack of nuggets and McFlurry. And. Nice.
Looking forward to the day or the evening where we get to share a carver bowl.
And a bit of Macca's too. This is probably more of a favour for me, if possible. Patrick Pellegrini, he's my cousin, first cousin. If he gets a bit lippy, can you just give him that the treatment that you copped in, say, when you were a teenager playing in the jungle footy? If he gets a bit, you know, too mouthy, can you do that? You know,
close the fist.
Close the fist and then just give a little cheeky...
Just keep it below the eyebrow.
This is from Samoa, yeah? Just kick back. Can you do that for me?
For sure, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow! Nah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, man, honestly, as T said, it's been an honour to share this space with you. I hope your captaincy journey was better than my one in Super Rugby. We won the first game and then we lost 7 after that. Then I got sacked. So hopefully you're on to bigger and better things than me, but I've got no doubt you will. And I look forward to seeing you over there in Fiji. From all of us here at Nijan Footy, much love, and go lead our people well.
Fafatai lover.
Nah, cheers, brothers. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Just looking forward to it.
Uluvanaka, it's Mark, Hermano, Dukotoko, Nawanganituase from the Sydney Roosters, and you're listening to Nijan Footy.
To all our ABC Radio Australia listeners, welcome to 2026.
New year, new schedule, and the sounds of the Pacific right where you want them.
Yes, your favourite shows are now playing at times that suit your day, whether you're waking up, winding down, or anywhere in between.
The same trusted voices, great music, sport, news, and stories from across the Pacific, now easier to catch than ever.
Tune in, stay connected, and make ABC Radio Australia part of your 2026.
ABC Radio Australia, yours in the Pacific.
It's Nijan Footy with Sam Wykes and Tinida Arona.
Give me three answers for this one.
Yes, this is the part of the show where we like to finish with a bit of competition, our game of
fun,
categories.
Don't forget fun and enjoyment
and fun,
as well.
Yes, we started last week where I gave give me the top three, what was it?
I think sounds that you would hear.
Give me the top three sounds that you would hear
in the Cook Islands.
And I had a list of 10 that was given from ChatGPT.
Kia ora, the rooster.
The rooster.
And
motorbikes, waves.
Yeah, wow, okay.
We'll stick to that theme today, I believe,
I'll stick
Sammy.
To it today, yeah. I really liked it.
You got two, I got nil, and then we'll you know, think of other ideas as we move forward throughout the year.
But
what are we playing for again?
I forgot about that bit. Give me another week.
I do like the jersey theme. I'd like to.
You want a jersey?
I would like to.
Actually, let's do the jersey because we didn't get to do that one because we finished on a draw in our tipping comp. So let's do the jersey.
And remember, this isn't rigged. It hasn't been rigged. We just did finish in a draw.
Sometimes it is a bit.
It's rigged when you get Will in my seat and then you say, here's the questions, Will. I'll answer
them. Here we go. Hopefully, anyway, Will gets on for another. So hopefully, you're away a bit this year so I can get Will back on.
I can't wait for these draw games to start. And then you can just fly over to Fiji. And
anyway, I liked your theme around, you know, asking artificial intelligence around giving the top eight answers, and you've got to give me the three. So I thought we'll evolve from that over the weeks. But I just thought I'll keep a simple one. I asked AI the top eight Pacific Island players of all time in rugby union and rugby league.
The top what? Eight?
Top eight Pacific Island players of all time in union and league. I want you to give me the top three. And you would know these guys. You would know them.
They played both.
No, just in general. When we talk about special talents from both codes.
I'm going to have to say right up there, Jonah Lomu.
Ding, ding, ding. That was number one.
That was number one. Okay.
Tick.
Both league and union.
Yeah, just think of when you think of aura, you think of legacy.
Sonny Bill Williams.
He was number three.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
Okay,
SBW.
SBW number three. Jonah number one, SBW three, and I need number two.
Oh, so it's not any three of the eight.
No, just this. You've got my top three. You're already there.
Oh, wow.
But I just knew that with these names that you'd be sweet. That's why I said top three.
Well, last week I gave you top three of 10.
But listen, that was Cook Island noises. I've never been to the Cook Islands.
You could have just put yourself in Tonga and it would be very similar.
There's no scooters in Tonga.
Why?
Because we walk everywhere.
You're a liar.
We sit on the back of the
you
trucks.
You are a liar.
There's more anyway, potholes than anything in Tonga.
I'll try and get the second.
And you should know
actually,
this.
Actually, I did hear you offline. Did you think that I'll get those two and this third one would be a struggle?
No, I reckon you would have...
Got this one?
Got this one.
Okay. Okay, for some reason, this one name just keeps coming up in my mind, but
I'm going to give it to him. Transfer it over to you.
It's only because we've been talking about him.
There it is, over there.
That many times over the last couple of weeks, and I just don't know if it, like...
Think of AI, though. Just the algorithm might be a little bit off sometimes if that's where you're going with it.
Oh, okay, so they're going more... All right, I'm going Tana Umanga.
Tana was close. It's your mum's favourite player.
Ooh, Sir Michael Jones.
Sir Michael Jones was number two.
Okay, see. I'll take that. I was actually thinking Sir Michael Jones when you first mentioned it, but then the name just didn't come back.
Okay.
I was like, oh, maybe that was too far back.
Nah, anyway. Well, look.
It's good to see that he's in top three. Maybe because the algorithm and AI are taking... Sir Michael Jones, because he's been on our show as well.
Maybe, yeah. SES. Anyway, it's background information.
SOS.
Whatever it is, the algorithm in the back, we're at the top of the list for Nesian Footy. But I'm glad you got the top three because, look, maybe the top eight, probably, you could argue definitely not, but could have definitely said they would have been there. So number four was Big Petero. Sivinadeva. He was in there, and Jason Taumalolo was number five. Brian Lima, number six. Semi Radradra, number seven. And Stanley Gein, number eight. PNG legend. So
Jason Taumalolo.
Yeah, he would have been up there, but like guys like Artie, you know, I thought he would have been. But anyway.
What do you think of the legacy that Jason had started? Anyway.
Absolutely. Anyway. All good. But you like that one? You've got no complaints?
No complaints, mate.
Perfect.
I'm thinking I might reach out to a player next week.
Similar concept.
Ask for, their top three something.
Awesome. So. Awesome. Well, two down for 2026. We won't be on next week because of a public holiday, but T, you'll be up in the Gold Coast, or you'll be in the Gold Coast
this
playing.
Friday,
so good luck. Good luck. We'll cook up something special for you instead and return in February. So tell your footy loving friends about Nesian Footy. Find it wherever you get your podcast or on the ABC Radio Australia app.
Ka kite. This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.